Lebanon. Nanny's house was a pinch wide and wore the face of a grisly old man, stained and mean. But inside, past the dark stairs, came the kitchen where there was sun and good smells, and then the little yard with flowers and ants where I played. We went to the big church with tall columns inside, where I would dream myself into a bird and perch way at the top so I could breathe the scented smoke and watch the chanted words.